3-2 last night. The Flames, if you were to talk to Brad Treliving and the Flames, if they never had to play in Anaheim again, they'd probably be okay with it.
You know, there's a lot of things I miss about Calgary. I loved my 5 years there. I did not miss playing in that building in Anaheim.
You've got fond memories there.
I had fond memories there when I was running the Ducks. Not my time in Calgary. It was Death Valley for us.
Yeah. I don't know if it should have been Death Valley. We got to talk about it. Mike Smith's been struggling. The Flames are a team that playing pretty good hockey. If they could get a save here and there, I feel like the record would be even better. If you're talking to Bill Peters, what are you telling him as far as goaltending? Do you try and let Smitty find his way through this, or is it time for him to take a seat?
Well, I think David Rich has proven that starting is too much for him so far in his young career. And, you know, you dissect the game. We did the game last night, obviously, so I stayed up and watched it in studio. The first goal, I didn't like the first goal on Smitty, but the second goal, backs lost his coverage off a faceoff draw, and Smitty makes the first save, and Henrique is totally unchecked and has an open net. Can't fault him for that, and I don't think you can fault him for the Getzlaff goal. He played it beautifully, and Getzlaff made a great shot. He deeks to his backhand. He's only got about 4 inches to get the puck through. So last night, if I'm the goaltending coach, I'm encouraged by that Smitty, while he didn't look completely comfortable the whole game, made a bunch of big saves and can't be faulted for the goals. So I think this road trip will tell him a lot. I expect Smitty to play 2 of the 3 games. I didn't ask the Flames about that, but that would be my guess where they have a back-to-back. And I see him coming out of it a little bit myself.
Well, and the other thing, too, that I know you were talking about on the broadcast last night and a different perspective on the game. I mean, you watched him a lot in practice, Brian. You were, you know, with him for his entire time up until this season, and that is, of course, Matthew Tkachuk, who's developing to be one of the greatest deflection artists in front of the net.
Yeah, this is what I said on the air. This is a great lesson for young kids that are playing the game. This is a skill. You've got to have really good hand-eye coordination to be able to do this, as you know, Rhett, because you and I could never do this.
No. they never
You
got to
start with a skill set, but then this guy tips 50 pucks a day after practice, 5-0, and sometimes more. And he and Sam Bennett have worked so diligently at this. This is not some accidental skill that this kid inherited. He's worked very hard and very diligently at developing it, and he is one of the best in the league right now. Rhett, you'll remember barely, but I had Tony Tanti in Vancouver when I was an assistant GM. He's the best I ever had.
Yeah.
He could tip pucks in from anywhere within 10 feet of the net. It was unbelievable. He wasn't a big guy, but he had a long stick, and he got wood on pucks that were 6 feet away, it seemed like. So
do you think,
I think Chucky's got that same talent.
Do you think many guys are doing that anymore? I remember Dino Cicerelli. I played with him in Florida. He was unreal at it. Ray Shepard was real good at it. And Dave Anderchuk, who I played with in Buffalo, was good at it. But they all practiced it. I mean, Dino Cicerelli in Florida would get mad at the end of practice if you didn't shoot it hard enough for him to deflect. And, I mean, he'd take him off the ankle. He didn't care. He'd stand in front of the net for 20 minutes after practice. Is that happen as much anymore?
Well, you know what? When you travel around, when you're working for a team, mostly what you see are the other team's game day skates, so you can't really evaluate it. Some guys will stay out and tip, 10 or 20, but they're not going to do 50 or 60 on a game day. So you don't get to watch the other teams practice so much. I go to the odd practice here now in my new role, but I don't sense that anyone works any harder at it than Chucky does. But you're right. The guys you mentioned were all really good at it. And it's a cheap, easy way to pick up goals. Like, I mean, you got to pay an awful price to stay where you have to be to tip it. Not saying it's an easy way that way, but, the tip of puck that goes 2 feet and goes in seems to me to be a lot easier than scoring from 40 feet out with a slap shot.
I know that we talked to you about it last week, and you were talking about how he really has played well the last 4 or 5 games. And last night, Brian, we saw for the first time this season James Neal start with Tkachuk and Backlund. What do you like about the trio there and maybe the potential they could have down the road?
I think James Neal's had 3 or 4 good games in a row. Like, I was at the Leafs game here when the Flames were here. And then I went down and watched them on the next Tuesday night in Buffalo. And I thought James Neal started his comeback in Buffalo. I thought he was good. And I think he's played well since. And that, to me, is a key. If the Flames are going to have a successful season, I think James Neal has to be a part of that. They didn't give him that money to come in and be a third-line guy. So I thought I liked him last night. And I don't know this player. I don't know James. I never had him. But I've always liked him, and I liked him last night. And I thought the game last night was a series of missed opportunities. I thought that the Flames played more than well enough to win that game. I thought they should have won that game. And just some squandered opportunities. Johnny's post and backs missed the empty net. So frustrating night. If you're Bill Peters and you watch that game on tape when you get to the hotel last night in L.A., I think you're pretty happy with that, the 60 minutes.